The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a California case that could affect every American Indian tribe in the country. At issue is whether local law enforcement officials may force tribal governments to turn over evidence in a criminal investigation, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
In 1999, officials of Inyo County in Central California began a welfare fraud investigation against three members of the Bishop Paiute Shoshone Indian Tribe. The tribe operates a casino on its reservation near the town of Bishop in the shadow of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. The three tribal members worked at the casino. When the county found it was getting little cooperation in obtaining the workers' payroll records, it went to the Paiute tribal government with a search warrant. John Kirby, an attorney representing Inyo County, picks up the story.
When they arrived at the casino, they were informed that the payroll records would not be provided and that the search warrant was, in the view of the casino and the tribe, invalid and that they were not subject to the search warrant.
So investigators called in sheriff's deputies who cut the padlock on a building where the records were kept, and the county took the documents. The tribe later filed suit, claiming that its rights as a sovereign government had been violated. Ralph LaPera, an attorney representing the Paiute tribe, says if California officials were investigating a crime that led them to another state, they would never do what they did to the tribal government.
They would not send over their county sheriff with bolt cutters and go into the Capitol building of, say, New Mexico and obtain confidential personnel records that belong to the state of New Mexico.
The case worked its way up to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which last year ruled in favor of the tribe. It said while California does have jurisdiction over individual tribal members wanted for crimes committed off a reservation, that jurisdiction does not extend to the tribal government. Now the U.S. Supreme Court is due to consider whether to overturn that ruling. Ralph LaPera, the tribe's attorney, says the issues in this case are tremendously important to Native Americans all over the country.
Tribal nations are exactly that. They possess sovereignty. They possess the right of a government to pass laws that govern themselves, and they have the right to make laws and be ruled by them.
But John Kirby, representing Inyo County, says that's overstating it.
Well, if the tribes feel that they're a sovereign nation, if that's what they're saying, they're mistaken. Tribes are domestic dependent sovereigns. They have limited retained sovereign rights. They are not completely independent sovereign nation states.
A dozen states are supporting Inyo County's position before the High Court. However, four states, Arizona, Montana, New Mexico, and Washington, have filed a friend of the court brief in support of the tribe. They note that they have worked out government-to-government agreements with the tribes in their states. Those agreements, say the states, have mechanisms for settling disputes like this amicably. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.